have Laura McNamara speaking with Lachlan Perks, the president of Eclipse Incorporated. Just a little while ago, we did some garage tours, and this is Lachlan's first time at an Indy race, first time being a sponsor of Epic, and tell us a little bit about your experience so far.
Well, it's an exciting experience. So as soon as you walk on the grounds, there's the buzz kind of takes over, and seeing all the activity and the technology is pretty cool.
Had you ever followed racing prior to coming to this event?
I've not been a huge race fan. A little bit of NASCAR and a little bit of the traditional Indy. We used to always go to the 500, so that was a big family event for us.
All right, great. And what did you think of the garage tour, having the access and hearing the mechanics speak about how the car works?
Well, I want a steering wheel like they have that has all the buttons on it that can do everything. The technology that they introduce is just phenomenal, and to be able to get that close to the cars is an amazing experience. Even not being a car buff, when they talk about it, it sends chills up and down your spine about what they can do with these vehicles.
Yeah, they really get you excited. And did you grab an autograph of Ryan, Team Ethanol driver Ryan Hunter at Ray?
Of course. I got to get that for my kids.
All right, that's great. And now let's talk a little bit about the fact that this year was the year that ethanol got to run 100% ethanol, but it's actually about a 98% blend. What do you think that's done for the promotion of ethanol?
Well, I know just around our area, everybody's talking about it. So when we talk about the Indy Racing League, the fact that they're burning ethanol, everybody's excited. But we live in the Corn Belt, so we're all excited about the potential of ethanol and what it can do for all of us.
And what has it done specifically for your company?
Well, this is providing a whole new market for us as well. We built combustion equipment that helps dry the grain at the end so it's fed to cattle, and also to help with cleaning up the effluent off of the systems that make ethanol. So it's provided us an opportunity to grow our company.
All right, great. How much growth do you expect for next year?
Well, this will provide at least 15% on our total sales growth year over year, we expect.
And where do you see the future of ethanol going from here?
Well, there's nothing but up. The development of the corn, I'm fortunate. I get to see it from the cattle all the way through the corn and now into the production and into the vehicles. So it's going to be a tremendous fuel for worldwide, we expect. We don't expect this just to be an American thing. Over time, we expect this to spread worldwide.
Okay, so you're saying ethanol is not only going to shift our dependence from foreign to domestic fuel, but then go ahead and then we're going to export that fuel to other countries, so they have sort of a dependence on us.
That could be a possibility, and also, I see it also as a green fuel, and that's really where I get the appreciation for it. I like the fact that it's a renewable fuel source.
I think that covers all my questions. Anything you want to add?
Nope, thanks, Laura.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it, Lachlan.
Okay.